Cliffcentral.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
Cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to Youth Leadership Platform. Youth Leadership Platform in association with Student Brands. Here on Cliff Central, I'm Adrian Groenewald. Got the old man in the studio, Louis Groenewald, and Chanel Karawan. Good to have you with us.
Hello, thank you.
Stay awake. It's good to have you with us. And, you know, this I really feel passionate about this Youth Leadership Platform. The challenge is we launched it in June, which is Youth Month, so great. But we also launched it right at the beginning of holidays for youth, which are high school students as well as students. So that's fine. We're keeping it going. For me, the passion I have is to understand what's on the minds of the youth from school to university. What are they thinking, grappling about? What are they concerned about? How do they feel about politics, life? What do they debate in their circles? Mm. And for us to stop underestimating their power and influence and the fact that they're not just social media savvy and want to play games all the day, but all day long, they actually want to be part of the solution in the future. So this is where we want them to speak up. We're going to create more life on the Facebook page and other social media platforms. Yes.
There's quite a number of posts going out on our social media pages this week. It's a chance for you to share your ideas, to come and tell us what you want to talk about, who you'd like to have on the show, and then we're going to try and make that happen.
Mm. And then we're going to try and put more and more students in the hub there so that they can participate in the conversation. And we've had, you know, today, very good example, our special guest, Lesego Salwane. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
She contacted us. She became part of the community, said, I'd like to come and speak on your platform. So we're not just going to promote everyone. We want you to have views, strong views, of course, which I think our youth have in general. Come onto the platform. If you want to bring an entourage with, please do. Bring them along. Put them out there. Let them talk to us and I don't know, share your view with us. So that's why we have you here. Yes, we'll talk to you about who you are, what you're doing, but what's your message to the youth? Why did you want to sit in that chair today? That's what we're going to ask you. All right, so if you want to contact us, there's Twitter, there's the Facebook, so you're welcome to send messages. We're going to try and integrate that more and more. I think right now it's not going to work so lekker, but
yes. We
certainly want involvement. It's your platform, not our platform, and we want to turn it into that. Okay, Lesego, let's just get a bit of a feel for you. You seem to be doing quite a few things. Before we kick off, I certainly would want to hear where you grew up, your sort of siblings. Just look, because you're now 25.
Yes.
You run kind of two businesses. You're
That's great, yeah.
an activist almost when it comes to environment.
Mm-hmm.
You're a student, entrepreneur. There's lots there inside this human being sitting in front of me. But so where does it stem from? What kind of upbringing did you have?
Sure. Okay. So I grew up in Kagiso, the west rand of Johannesburg. And from that point, when I did my high school, matriculated in 2008. And I was just basically pretty much involved in a lot of activities outside of school, extramurals. I did my pageantry during those years. And just towards the end of my career within my schooling years, then I was just announced as the most versatile student within the 5 years of my high school career. And so from that point...
What did I mean by that? Most versatile student? So you could kind of do sport and academics?
I could do
and
sports. I was busy outside with charity work. I was involved with the church that I was attending in at that time, and I was also involved with pageantry, so it was just a mixture of a lot of things, because I was also involved in cross country, did athletics, did netball, so it's a mishmash of a lot of things, and that's just who I basically am. I just put in a lot of things, which is sometimes on the downside of things is that you don't have enough time to do everything that you want to do. But I basically tell everybody that you shouldn't wait till you're 30 years old to actually live out your dream, even from high school, primary. Do whatever you have to. Meet up with people. Get yourself out there. Just get involved as much as possible. So
you took that word versatile and it's stuck in
it's
you.
It's stuck in
and
me,
And this
yes.
is what you do now. You're versatile. You do lots of things.
Yeah, that's just basically who I am. And I come from a family of 5 girls.
Girls?
Yeah, just girls. I'm the oldest. And mom and dad is super supportive. And we've come through a lot of things in our family whereby in as much as some things we were not happy about, but we didn't really let that bring us down in any way. I remember my mom used to wait for me like till 12 o'clock in the evenings for me to do what I love doing. And she wouldn't mind sitting in the car, not having to actually go back home. She had to just literally wait for me. And so the family has been very supportive. Very, very supportive. So
did you know what you wanted to be when you grew up? The proverbial, did you want to be an entrepreneur? Did you want to work in corporate politics or just continue being versatile? But I mean, you're quite a few things, isn't she, Chanel? I mean, she's like all over the place. And we'll talk more about some of that and then eventually get to where you say, what's your message to the young people? Why did you want to be on this platform? We'll get there towards the end.
Okay.
But you're all over. And did you always want to be these things that you are now? Or was it just happening?
I can say I definitely wanted to be all these things because I remember being asked, what are you going to go study? Even for that, I struggled to figure out what exactly do I want to study. And so I remember I liked biochemistry. I loved botany and biochemistry just to incorporate the love of biology and chemistry. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into that. And from my upbringing, when I grew up in Soweto, this is now prior to staying in the West Rand with my grandmother, she's just somebody who loves spending a lot of time in her garden. When I even compare the gardens that we have in Soweto, like she has the one garden that I'd say a lot of times people would stop by and be like, where do you get the time to do this? And so the love for gardening and just being a creative being came from that. And so I did the biochemistry and botany. It took me forever, in as much as I was like, you know what, I'm struggling, but I want to finish. One thing that I would encourage people is never start something and not finish it, you know. Strive to finish it no matter how long it will take you. And it was very tough. Like, I remember giving this analogy, saying I'm literally on the thread of God's grace. I don't know how I'm going to finish, but I had to finish it. And only in my last year did I realize I really had to do this, because we went to an excursion and then I was like, then I can venture into my creative mind using the botany, the scientific background with what I've learned to do landscaping. And then had to speak to my mom about it. And she's like, we've been spending a lot of money. And so she was like, it's fine. Go do your landscaping and I'll support you with everything that you'll need in terms of financially, and so that you can really be independent with what you love doing, you know. And so I did my landscaping at Lifestyle College. And from that onwards, I've been so happy to see everything coming to pass, because I never wanted to be in corporate. I never wanted to work.
Well done.
No, I'd never, ever, ever.
Chanel, tell the people out there what all she does. I mean, there's a couple of things that stand out, aren't there? Like businesses and things.
There is quite a couple of things. The first thing that I saw was that Lesego is a regional finalist for Miss Earth South Africa.
There's Miss South Africa and there's Miss Earth. And Miss that Miss Earth has become quite
Just out of curiosity, have you tried other pageants, or was Miss Earth something that you wanted to do because of your interest in botany? And
I've tried other pageants. Just in the West Rand, I did Randfontein Show. I did Mogale City, Miss Mogale City, and other mini pageants. And then I won my, in high school, Hoër Skool Jannie Klerk, I did the junior pageant and the senior pageant and won both of them. So, I've done other pageants. And with Miss Earth, I was like, I need to do this because it's so community-based. It's so, it's not just about being that face whom people admire and there's nothing to show for it. So, like, the one thing that I can say, one of my biggest highlights is just working with the different communities and seeing how much of an impact you can put in someone's life by just being available, you know, spending the time with them, teaching them a few things. And so, Miss Earth was like...
Is that still running, Miss Earth?
It's still running,
yes. It's the process, you know, regional finalist, now it goes national award. Mm-hmm.
So you're still
in the running?
Yes, I'm still in the running.
We could be sitting here with the future Miss Earth.
Shoot, that would be so awesome. Okay,
how do we get this to happen? We know Catherine quite well. I don't know if that does anything. But Hoër Skool Jan de Klerk, sorry, this is a totally left-wing question.
Yes.
How do you feel about the name of that? I would have thought that name would have changed, hey?
No, it hasn't changed. It's still Hoër Skool Jan de Klerk. So in the process of, in my high school years, they changed it into Hoër Skool / High School Jan de Klerk. So that's the change that has happened.
See.
Yeah. But
and the youngsters haven't risen up yet to
not
change
at all.
It or anything?
Nothing. Okay. I haven't heard anything.
All right. So that's the thing that stood out for you, Chanel.
Yes. And then on top of that, you're an entrepreneur, a young female entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And you have two businesses, a landscaping business, and then a image consultancy company. Can you explain? I think there's a very huge difference between the two.
Yeah, it's not like the one is a natural outflow from the other.
They're totally different, but I'd say they are pretty much the same in terms of how people should actually, from how you view yourself, how you view your home, how you view, like, we are all, how can I put it? We are all, okay, let me just rather say, people look at you and they conclude certain things about you without even allowing you to say anything. Exactly. Yeah. So I believe for you to get yourself across to wherever you want to go, achieving your goals, if it also means selling your property one day, you have to look after your garden, you know? It lifts up the value of your garden. If you want to go to an interview, down to how you structure your CV, it's very important. Image is so important. So
there is actually a connection, I realize now, isn't there?
Image is very important, yes. So
It's just image, garden, image, and house is a very personal thing, and then yourself.
Yes, and yourself.
You've kicked that off fairly recently, and how's it going? It's not easy, hey?
It's not easy. It's so tough to think that when you go and register the company and you put your energy into it, you put everything into it, and you realize it's a lot of work and you need to stick with it because it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen in your first year. It's not going to happen in your second year. I mean, stats say only after your 3 years would you now be in a position where you're saying you're making a good profit. But I want to stick with it because I don't really want to be working for somebody else. And it's not just about, I wouldn't look down on people who are in corporate. It's just sometimes we are so scared to follow our dreams. Sometimes we are so scared to follow the unknown or go into something that has never been done before. But I want to say, if you want to be that accountant working for the biggest firm, it's okay. Go for it and don't let anybody disregard you or say that you are doing something that, you know, is not worth being praised. So everything just, yeah. That's basically what I'd like to say right now.
Do you think that the youth have a lot of that issue of people saying that they can't do things?
It's so big. It's really massive. Down to your immediate family, people will say negative things to you on a daily basis. Even when you look at your immediate or your situation at that point, you feel like you really cannot do anything about it. And so young people really struggle with that. And having worked with young people over a space of, say, 6 years, whereby I've been involved in the local church, Grace Bible Church, you find that people, they even listen to what this negative, the negative things that people say about them. And it pains me at times to think, like, we are so great, and the potential that we have individually is so massive that we can really take over the world.
So here you are, and I know maybe we've already led you down that path, but we create this platform for the youth, mm-hmm. by the youth,
yes.
to the world,
yes.
on internet, which means it's not just South African, but right now that's the audience we'll gather, mm-hmm. and you asked to be on it. So now you're in that hot seat, madam. You got to tell us, what is your message to youth, to the world? Why did you want to come here, mm-hmm. and spend time with us and with the youth? And this will be a podcast. We'll send it out there. Your message. What is the discussion point here today?
Young person, you are capable. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with. You are so capable. Everything that you need is literally in you. If it means you need finances, make a way to make the finances from what you have inside of you. You have it all in you. And I know a lot of times it's so cliche to be hearing this and you feel like, oh my goodness, I've heard this before. Okay, why are you even telling me this? But it's true. Like, you need to sit down with yourself, tell yourself, I am capable. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am capable. Everything that you need is deposited in you by God. Your DNA, your makeup, how you made, where you were born, where you come from, makes up who you are and what you're going to achieve. And there's no telling where you're going to go once you tap into that. And start with something small. Start from high school. Start from primary. It doesn't matter what you start with. You need to start. Don't wait.
Okay, is that a good starting point? What do you think, Chanel?
That's a lovely starting point. I was saying, when was it, 2 weeks back, when we first started last week, that doing the best in every little thing that you do makes a difference. And I think this ties in here as well. You know, if you think that you're capable and you can believe in yourself and do the best that you possibly can in everything, then there's no saying what you can do
what you can
what
or
you
can't do.
Can't do.
Louis, what do you think of that? That's what her message, and we'll expand on.
No, I love the core message, because we've met many people over the years. We've written hundreds of articles about that too. But there are two kind of themes. The one is that you're waiting for things to be done so you can perform. Mm-hmm. And this happens a lot. And you blame government and you blame whatever the situation is.
Home environment.
And then we have constant contact with those say, no, these things must be done, but it starts with me. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if I have an attitude of I can, then you start believing that you can. Next thing is we can. So it all starts with your personal courage, who we are. And the more you believe that you have a kind of a divine heritage of these attributes, the more the impossible becomes possible. And we're so glad we are in contact with that kind of spirit, because that's a good spirit of South Africa. That's the kind of spirit that Mandela taught to represent. And every good person, fighter we've had on the show, had that spirit. They don't blame. Mm-hmm. They don't look for excuses. They somehow found a way through things. Yes, we must do the other things as well. But surely it starts right within ourselves as well.
So thank you
for that. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Masego, does that also capture what you're saying, your message today?
Yes, it does. It really does.
But what are the other issues? What are stopping youth from believing this? What are they discussing? What's distracting them? What's happening around us? What are the WhatsApp conversations that you're having with you?
We are on Twitter. We are on Facebook. We're talking about hashtag blessed. But then you're not really you're not tapping into the blessed element of who you are. It's just material things, and maybe somebody else is helping you to get those things, and that's not enough. Like, you can do it and achieve it by yourself. We are talking about what's happening on the news. We are talking about what's happening on Vuzu Network. We're talking about all these other channels that we watch on a daily basis, and we need to start talking about, hey, let's be entrepreneurs. Hey, let's stop throwing papers on the floor. Waste literally stops with each and every one of us. We need to be patriotic about our country. It really has to start with us. And we are actually paving the way forward for whoever's coming after us. And we don't want to leave this country in dirty hands, or we don't want to leave this country in a position whereby it has to go back 10 more years to actually achieve, you know. So it's really, yeah, it's really painful to see how other people ignore certain things, and they want to expect something good at the end of the day. And it's not how we should do life.
Chanel, does this represent the energy that you feel on the campuses? You know, you student brands, you're all over the country. Or is this the energy we want to infuse back into the system?
I think this is definitely an energy we want to infuse. This hasn't been the energy lately. You know, there's been a lot of anger, a lot of disappointment, a lot of you promised me this and it wasn't kept. And I think that it's been coming off in the wrong way. But I feel like if we can send back this energy, maybe we'll make a difference.
Mm. Based on what Chanel was saying, Adrian, is that, you know, passion moves the world. But the wrong kind of passion also moves it.
True.
And we find, for instance, with terrorist groups, it's an incredible passion they have. But what we need is this kind of passion. And it's not born within yourself. You can't get it from blaming others. We've got to work for social justice, yes. But the most important justice is to live up to our potential. There's no doubt. That's the passion we need. Mm. It's all about passion, eventually.
Isejo, comments? You're the star here today. You're the one inspiring the youngsters, and we'll send this message out to the world, and hopefully we have many more messages like this. Do you always feel like this, though? Surely you don't always feel this on top of the world. Now we're on a platform here, a public platform, which obviously it's easy to be all passionate and energetic and that sort of thing, but we all have our down moments.
That's
so
true.
What really drives you? You know, when you wake up and it's been a bad week, you've been knocking on doors trying to grow your landscaping business and your image consulting business, and the real life challenges are just knocking you down one after the other, then you're not on a platform like this. Then you're not trying to be inspirational and motivational. Then it's real life. What drives you? Are you able to tap into this kind of energy every day?
I think it goes down to what are you listening to at the end of the day. I mean, we have earphones that we can connect to our phones and just download sermons if you're a believer, or motivational clips that you can listen to, things that speak about you getting out of that depressed mode or that I'm a failure mode. It is very tough. There are days when I feel like I don't even want to wake up today. I don't even have a schedule because certain things that I had to do last week didn't happen, and still even the following week I still can't do them, and what should I do next? But you need to always stay in that mode. I remember one day I met this one lady and she was like, always remember that there is a bigger picture. Never forget about the bigger picture. Yes, right now the small piece of the puzzle is really shaky. It even has the laminated picture torn off, and you can't really put that together and say this is a beautiful puzzle, because that one piece will definitely show off saying it's bad. But at the end of the day, the picture will be there. It will always remain that way, and nothing can actually take that away from you. You know what's there, and live in that. Just stay in that moment.
Lovely, lovely message. Chanel, she's got an event coming up.
Yes. If I remember, can you tell us more about your event?
Okay. So under the Miss Earth Leadership, Women Leadership Program, we need to come up with something to do for Mandela Day. And so I made up with this lovely lady called Sharon, and she's been doing Mandela Day Mentor Me for the past 2 years. And so we came up with how should we go about mentoring young people for this year. And so we've called it Mandela Day Mentor Me. And we're calling on all professionals out there to mentor young people. I mean, just in this experience of being involved in Miss Earth, I tried to go back to all the communities that I've stayed in. So I went to Kagiso, I went to Soweto, and where I'm staying now in Meerdale, I've been working and doing different projects. And when I went to Kagiso, I mean, I stayed there for most of my life, and things haven't changed much. Young people are still on the streets, not doing much, and this is in the afternoons, and this is even in the mornings, and they're not at work, and that really pained me. So we are now saying, West Rand, rise. West Rand, you can do something out of your life. And we're calling for professionals to come and mentor us and really rally and give hope where people have lost hope. And to let people know that people haven't forgotten about you. And there are people who are out there who want to mentor you, who want to make sure that you come and become something great out of your life.
Where do they get hold of it? How do they?
All right. So it's called Mandela Day Mentor Me Seminar. And there's a Facebook event on it. The details are also on my Facebook page called I Am Lesego Seloane. And so it's going to be in Kagiso 2 on the 23rd of July, paying it forward for Mandela Day. And that's basically what's going to be happening from 9 until
all right
in the afternoon.
Chanel, final thoughts, questions, comments? We have a minute or two left.
Stay cool.
Is she staying cool?
I hope so.
I'm trying. We should definitely look into, you know, becoming involved with Mandela Day Mentor Me. I think it's an initiative that's right up our alley as youth leadership platform. And I think we'll definitely have a discussion as to how we can get involved and help the young people and give back as well from our end.
Lovely. Thank you so much. Lesego
Seloane, I mean, you're a leader. Are you Cell C or MTN or Vodacom?
I am MTN.
Are you MTN? Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you know about our recently launched daily leadership thoughts, inspirational thoughts that we want everyone to download? And every day you can receive an inspirational leadership thought. People like yourself, you know, to remind you I'm a leader every single day. Remind you I'm a leader. So that's something that I think you need to know about. And we want all leaders to know about it, because that is how you can remind yourself that you're a leader every single day. SLC, it's a long code, but it's *147*6*3*6#. So *147*6*3*6# and MTN is *464*250#. *464*250#. You put that in your phone, and then you can receive these daily leadership messages every day. Great having you in the studio.
Thank you very,
thank
very
you so much.
Much.
And thank you for approaching us. We hope if you're out there and you want to make your voice known, you want to share a real passionate message that you have of issues that are relevant to youth, be it high school or students, then contact us on our Facebook page. Contact detail, just quickly give it to us, Chanel.
Facebook page, it's Youth Leadership Platform, and Twitter is @socialylp.
For Youth Leadership Platform. Approach us, and we'll make you heard. Bring your contingency along. Thank you, Louis Grunwald. Thank you, all of you, for joining us, and we look forward to being with you again next week.
The Leadership Platform was brought to you by Sibanye, a proudly South African multi-commodity mining company.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
Keeping it real on cliffcentral.com.